You're listening to Fred Film Radio. This is Bénédicte Pro, and I have today the pleasure of being with the producers of Six Desires, D.H. Lawrence in Sardinia. So one of these producers is Laura Martellino from LM Consulting, who is also the co-script of the film, and Sam Hilly from Newcastle-based company Third Films. So Six Desires, Third Films, and maybe your first time, Sam, for this film by Mark Cousins?
Yeah, it's the first time I've worked with Mark. I've known him for quite a long time. And it actually came about from initially Laura, who had wanted to make a film about the book Six Desires, Sea in Sardinia, and by D.H. Lawrence. And she sort of said to me, have you ever read this book? And I said, well, actually, no, I haven't. And Laura explained that she was brought up in Sardinia and we'd known each other a little bit before then. And so she gave me a copy of the book. I read it. I thought it was great. And my first question to Laura was, who are you thinking might be the filmmaker you want to work with? Because I think she knew she wasn't going to direct it. I knew I wasn't going to direct it. So we had to figure out who we were going to work with to realise the film. And I suggested Mark, right. Someone I knew had done travel-based films and documentaries before, in a very unique personal style. And Laura said, well, I know Mark. You facilitated the Italian leg of his story of film, this big sort of 15-hour epic documentary that he'd made. And it just seemed to be exactly right. And in, I guess, a minute, we both kind of said, well, we should ask him. So when I arrived back in UK after being in Torino that particular year in the November, I rang Mark and he said, yeah, great, I think it would be, and he knew the book, of course, he's extremely well read and knew the book straight away. The following summer, Laura did some scouting with her cousin in Sardinia. We sort of flirted with the idea of getting film funds on board, but these things take a long time to turn around. Mark was very keen to be in Sardinia in the January. So from November to when we shot the following January, sort of 13 months, Mark edited the film very quickly, in a couple of weeks, because the way he works, he shoots himself, and on a nightly basis he would be logging what he'd shot that day, composing his script, because he does a voiceover. And Mark makes not so much documentaries, more essay films. And he found the story as he went. And in the end, it wasn't so much a travel log following Lawrence's footsteps. It was more of a like a love letter to D.H. Lawrence. So thinking about who Lawrence was when he was in Sardinia, rather than what he did when he was in Sardinia.
And it's also maybe a love letter to a country, to a territory that you discovered, because you mentioned Mark was very well-read and autonomous, which may have facilitated the production, but I think you were welcomed very well in Sardinia.
Yeah, I think that's down to a lot of the groundwork that Laura did and her cousin who's living in Sardinia, and obviously Laura's roots growing up there. And I think culturally, the film does go into some of the aspects of the island. For example, the each village or town along the way, different encounters that the shooting team came across, like the guy who made the music with the stones, and their religious festivals that were ongoing, the bonfire that happened, all these kind of things. So, and obviously, of course, food as well. And I think Sardinia,
it's almost lunchtime.
I think as well, though, Sardinia is quite a unique place from what I can gather. I didn't go on the shoot, but it seems to have a very unique culture in terms of the very centre of the island and away from sort of holiday beaches.
Right. Yeah. It's I like that. It's an encounter, this movie, in many ways, of a director and a writer of two countries. I mean, from Newcastle to Sardinia is quite something between two people, you Laura and you Sam. But the journey also, the film has also been a journey. It's a meeting and a journey, and it has already had a pretty nice journey. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Laura?
Yes. Basically, an interesting thing that we did anyway, following Lawrence's footsteps, was getting to Sardinia by ship. I hadn't done this since I was a kid, when planes were not so frequent. We used to travel to and fro on ships and spend the night on the ship. It was very civilized and comfortable. And so we got the opening shot of the film is this arrival at dawn in the city of Cagliari, as Lawrence himself described it when he arrived from Sicily. And from there, he traveled by public transport, of course. We chose to go by car. Mark wanted to stop when he felt like it, and if he saw something that interested him or caught his mood, and this is what we did. But Sardinia is a place that is a lot beyond just tourist beaches in the summer, and beautiful as they may be, because it goes through countryside where they produce oil and wine. And then it goes up into the mountains, which are still extremely remote and places, not only geographically, but also historically. And a lot of interesting things go on, things that make you feel sometimes, make you wonder if you are in Italy or indeed in Europe. And this is one of the things that a lot of literary persons have said about Sardinia. They consider it a continent in itself.
Mm-hmm. How about the journey of the film?
Was in various festivals. Festivals at the same level as Venice would be Carlo Vivari in the Czech Republic. It was there in July this year. And the Edinburgh Film Festival, of course, which is the fifth oldest film festival in the world. It was there in June this year. And then, of course, if we're talking about the cream of world festivals, we can say it's been in Sundance in January mm-hmm. this year and at the BFI London Festival for its world premiere last October.
That's very nice indeed. It's been great to have you, Laura Macellino from Elm Consulting and Sam Helly from Third Films. And I wish that there will be more journeys, more territories and more encounters like this one.
Thank you.
Six Desires by Deirdre Lawrence in Sardinia.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. You're listening to Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.